Good morning. Last night at 5:30, or maybe it was this morning at 8, I said the Lord be with you at the gospel, and they said, and with your spirit, and my first thought was, guys, that's wrong, because you're just so not used to it. I think we've been talking now for 5 weeks about these changes. I hope that you will have found that beneficial and will continue to find that enriching as we celebrate this new translation of our liturgy. One of the things that somebody pointed out to me a couple weeks ago is they said, Father, are you going to talk about the postures and the actions that we take in Mass? And I hadn't honestly thought about doing that, but then several more people asked me about that, and several people actually asked me questions like, why do we genuflect and the like? And I thought, you know, that's probably something that we need to talk about. There's a psalm, Psalm 103, which says, bless the Lord my soul, all my being, bless his holy name. I think a lot of times we think about worshiping God and we think about our souls. We think about that immaterial part of us that worships God. And your soul indeed can worship God. Your souls are rational, which means they can reason through things and make decisions. You can decide to worship God. You can decide to do right and wrong, which is worshiping or not worshiping God. But most of the time when we talk about worshiping God, we think about the expression that it takes on through our bodies. That the immaterial part of ourselves, our soul, takes on expression, and the love you have for God is evident through your bodies and the expression that you give it through your body. One of the ways we do that is by standing. Simply by standing, you can honor God. I remember a time, and some of you who are older remember a time, when a lady entered the room, what did you do? You stood. You stood out of respect for women. You stood because of the dignity that God has given women. We stand out of respect. I remember I started my priesthood at St. Francis, and I would go visit the classrooms every week, and I would come in, and the kids would sit there, and I'd teach them. And then I went over to St. Elizabeth's 2 years after that, and I'd walk in the classroom over there, and all of a sudden, all the students would stand up. And I thought, is there a fire drill, or what's going on? But they had been trained by their former pastor to stand when any body of authority entered the room. We do this before God as well. We stand before him out of respect. We also stand because of our dignity. I mentioned earlier that the reason why we would stand for women because of their great dignity. Well, we also stand because of our own dignity. Luke 21 says this, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Guys, it's recognizing our own dignity as human beings. And not a dignity that you have on your own, but one you have because Jesus has died for you. You have been purchased at a very great price. That means you're worth a lot. So we stand at Mass, we stand before God in prayer out of dignity for respect for ourselves too, and what Jesus has done for each of you. We also kneel. And I was reading a history of kneeling yesterday. That's what priests do, is read histories of kneeling. Doesn't that sound exciting? But it was really interesting because in the history of the church, it's gone from one extreme to the other. Sometimes kneeling can be an act of penance. At other times, it can be a great act of adoration. And I think today it's probably both for us. Some of you probably, like me, as a child, I hated kneeling because we had really hard kneelers. Fortunately, we have some pretty cushy ones here at Christ the King. There was a time in the church when, in fact, Christians were not allowed to kneel on Sundays or during the Easter season at all. It was forbidden because there was to be no reference to penance, but only reference to joy and celebration. Now, today in America, at Christ the King in 2011, kneeling's probably a little bit different for us. It's an act of adoration, of adoring God, of humbling ourselves before Him, to place ourselves lower than God. I had somebody ask me several weeks ago, they said, "Father, you know that part when you're doing the dishes, when I'm purifying the vessels, and we're all kneeling? Why don't you have us sit down?" And I said, well, why? Why would you like me to have everybody do that?" And he says, "Because some of us old people, our knees can't take it." And I said, "Well, then sit down. We're not going to go and change it for everybody because somebody, you know, needs to sit down." And I use that as an example to say to you, those of you who are old, or those of you who simply have weak knees or have had surgery or whatever the case may be, if you need to sit down, sit down. And if everybody around you starts staring at you like, "Why is that idiot sitting down?" you turn to them and you stick out your tongue at them. Because they're just being twerps. Seriously, guys, it's not meant to be legalistic where if you're not kneeling down, you haven't gone to Mass or something like that. Certainly participate in these postures as much as you are physically able. But guys, if you're old or if you've had an injury or something, I don't want you to be, you know, in pain the rest of the day. Do what you need to do, but still use your bodies to worship God. We even worship God by sitting. Sitting is not a posture at church for that means a time of rest. It's a time rather of listening and meditation. Hopefully some of you aren't meditating too deeply right now as you're sitting. Genuflecting is probably what signifies Catholicism the most. And I think it's really hard for us to understand this because it's not part of our cultural experience. You don't walk into the mall or into the store and see people genuflecting, right? But there was a time in the history of the world where people did do that, where they would bow down before a king. They would take a knee before their king or their lord or before anybody in a hierarchy, as a sign of humbling themselves or being submissive to them. Okay? So if I'm a knight of the round table and I come before King Arthur, I will go down on a knee out of respect for him and to show my submission to him. When we genuflect on our right knee as a Catholic, we are showing our respect for Jesus, especially present here in the Blessed Sacrament. We also show our submission to him, to say, "You are my Lord and my God. You're my King. I submit to your rules, not mine." I think maybe the best analogy in our modern times is when the coach gathers his players around and what does he say? "Take a knee," right? And they take a knee sometimes to rest. But they also take a knee because he's getting ready to teach them, isn't he? He says, "Now boys, you need to get out there and start tackling harder," or whatever he says. They take that position to learn of submission, even in our modern times. You'll see people bowing occasionally throughout the Mass. You'll see me bow. It's a sign, again, of reverence and respect. And we see this still today in our Eastern cultures, especially our Asian cultures. I had a man visit me at the rectory last week, and as he was leaving, he's from Vietnam, I believe it was, and as he was leaving, I stuck out my hand to shake his hand, and he bowed to me. You know, and I felt like an idiot, but he wasn't trying to show any disrespect. He was trying to show reverence and respect. And we do the same for God. We do this during the creed when we bow at the when we say that God was made flesh in Jesus Christ. There's a little line in there that indicates it. We bow before receiving Holy Communion. And guys, traditionally, and this is still true today, we are supposed to bow our heads at the name of Jesus whenever it's used throughout the Mass, and whenever the invocation of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is said, we're supposed to bow our heads. And this has kind of fallen out of tradition, but it's still there in the instructions. And I think what would be really helpful if we did do that is we'd really have to start paying attention, wouldn't we? Now, again, it's not so, well, I forgot to bow, so I've sinned, and I may as well go home. It's not meant to be legalistic, but again, it's something built into this liturgy to help you to pay attention, to help you to enter into worship. So bow your heads at the name of Jesus and at the invocation of the Holy Trinity. Lastly, you'll notice the processions, how the servers lead me up here. They're not bodyguards. I'd be in really bad shape if they were. It's supposed to be symbolic, guys, of a journey that we take together as a family, a journey through this life into the next life. And it's symbolic of the journey that Moses took with the Israelites out of Egypt. He freed them from slavery in Egypt, took them through the desert, and then into the promised land. And that's exactly what Jesus wants to do for you. He wants to free you from the slavery of sin. He wants to journey with you through the desert of this life. And believe me, you guys know, this life can feel like a desert sometimes, dry and harsh. But he wants to lead you into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land with everything that you need. When we talk about these postures, it's not just our legs and our arms and folding our hands. Guys, it's also using one of the greatest gifts you've been given, and that is your voice. I want to encourage you to, number one, participate. One thing I've noticed with these changes in the Mass is you guys participate a lot more. Probably because you open up those missalettes and you're reading those words. Do that all the time. You sound beautiful. It's a great, beautiful gift of praise to God. And try your best to pray in unison with one another, because we do this as an action together, not individually. I remember a guy when I was growing up sat right behind me at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And he was one of these speed prayers. Have you ever had a speed prayer behind you? And they say the Our Father as fast as humanly possible. I remember when I went to Ireland, was in Dingle, Ireland, walked down to the church one morning, and the ladies there were tag team praying the rosary as fast as they could. I kid you not, we were done in 5 minutes. Pray in unison with one another. And that means sometimes, guys, slowing down the pace. Sing. God gave you a voice, give it right back to him, no matter what it sounds like. And lastly, be silent. Do you remember that story in the Old Testament about the prophet that climbed up the mountain and God wanted to show himself to the prophet? And so the prophet came out of the cave and looked out over this land below the mountain. And there were earthquakes, and there was a driving wind, and there were all these great events. And the Bible says that God was not in those events. And then it says that there was a still, small whisper. And that's when God came. A whisper. Can you hear it? Do you hear it? You see, guys, if you want to hear a whisper, you have to be very, very quiet. And there's a need for silence in our lives and in this liturgy. Now, some things are going to challenge that. A little baby can't control whether it's screaming or not, and that's okay. But a 12-year-old probably ought to be able to control that. Cover your mouths when you cough. I've noticed a lot of people love to, they just let everybody know they're coughing. Try to do things that help each other to maintain an atmosphere of quiet here in the church. But guys, probably the more important thing is not these things within Mass, but the quiet we need in our own lives. The need to turn off the TV, to have some quiet time with God each day, to turn off the video games, and to know what it's like to be in silence, not just here in church, but at home too. Bless the Lord, my soul. All my being, bless his holy name. Your mind, your heart, your soul, and your body. How will you use them to worship Jesus today?